with recent international.
Oh, good morning. I understand that we are back, and this is the Republic Broadcasting Network, and you're listening to the Prophetic Watchman Show. I am Kenneth Thuptigrove. We failed to give an email address during the last hour in case you want to correspond with Laura and respond to her comments concerning God's dealing with the United States for not blessing Israel. The scriptures clearly says that God will bless those who bless Israel and curse those who curse. And so we need to be very cautious about our treatment. And our political leaders have for years not understood the scripture, as it appears. At any rate, our email address is... you want to give that one? Okay, my wife wants me to give her personal email address, which is aslansgate7@aslansgate7, and no dashes or spaces or anything, @aol.com. So aslansgate, aslansgate7. Okay, and my own email address is ken@arkhaven.org, ken@arkhaven.org. If you want to call in and make your comments or ask your questions, we've got two very interesting guests coming on, waiting on the sidelines for us, and I can hardly wait to get to them. So call 1-800-313-9443. Carl, are you on?
On Ken, and I really enjoyed Laura's what Laura had to say. So timely right now on what's going on with Israel and forcing Israel to give up the land for gain, and boy, excited about that. It was a great great segment, and so I believe that. The people with the replacement theology are going to have a rude awakening one day when they realize that they've messed with the apple of God's eye, and he wasn't too happy with Israel at times, but nobody else better mess with him. He was they're his chosen people, and. I get real short with people when they start trying to tear up Israel. So we've got missionaries over there. I talk to them every week, in fact, two or three times a week. And the ground is hard. There's a lot of problems right now, and the unrest in Israel. But we better read that scripture. And she did an excellent job of. Bringing out the scriptures that really point to this. Well, I'm in Texas right now. I had my program yesterday from a motel here in Texas. We're doing services in Shenandoah, Texas, and so I praise God. We really want to let people know we're supporting your program, and I'm on Saturdays from 7 to 9.
Yeah, I was hoping you'd say so, yes.
Yeah, and my website is www.trumpetmin.org, and just really enjoying what RBN. We had good guests yesterday. We talked about the Constitution and Bill of Rights again, and the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, and how that's been abused and used and just really negated in what we're doing in the government today. So, Ken, I'm looking forward to your guests that are coming on, and I'm looking forward to hearing your program.
Thank you so much, Carl. Our guest is Dean McGriff, and he is going to be talking about one of my favorite subjects, and he is much more of an expert than I am on the subject of our economy and where it is going. Carl, says, I just want again to give people your web address, which is trumpetmin, trumpetmin.org. I invite you to go and look at Carl's website and to join him on his show. I have a sneaking hunch that we're going into our break time here. Engineer,
well,
would you tell me?
I'm going to make it short so your guest can get on. And Ken, yes, we invite people to the website, and you're my webmaster, and I appreciate what you've done with the website and the response that we're getting. And we hope people will call into the show on Saturdays, and they'll be able to hear you on there also. We praise God for you, and praise
Thank
God
you,
for
brother.
What's going on right now, and look forward to a time when we can get together. But Laura is a breath of fresh air on your program, and I praise God for that. God bless you, brother, and I'm going to let you go now.
All right. Thank you for joining us this morning. God bless you, brother.
God bless you.
All right. Dean, would you come on and give an introduction before we go into our first break here? Dean, are you with us this morning?
Yeah,
okay.
Hi. Yeah, let me just give you a little bit of background on myself. I spent about 30 years in international business, and I've worked and traveled all over the world, lived different places around the world. So I've been in Africa, the Middle East, Latin America, bilingual in Spanish, degrees from the University of California and the American Graduate School of International Management, and I've worked with World Relief, Food for the Hungry, and so forth. But my passion is prophecy and looking at the Bible and seeing what it says, and then looking at the world and seeing what's happening right now, and how close we're getting down to the end of that ticking clock. So it's absolutely the most exciting time to be alive, and I think we're just privileged to be here.
I thank you so much for joining us this morning. It's been quite an exciting adventure that I've had with you and with Doug. Doug and Guy and so on. It's been quite an introduction into your ministry, and we will be talking about it. I think we're trying our best to go into a break here. Yes, the beginnings of the music is coming on. So I want to talk about your book and your insight into our economy and your website. We'll be back in just a little bit.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Well, we are back, and this is Ken Updegrove on the Prophetic Watchman Show, and we are broadcast from the Republic Broadcasting Network, and we invite you to this hour. And once again, I would like to encourage you to write down this phone number, because Dean is going to say something here that it's just going to compel you to listen in and make your comments. 1-800-313-9443. Dean, you were making your introduction there. Do you want to say more in your introduction, or you want to jump right into your book? Oh, well, let's see. If you don't mind, I'd like to thank you very much for the book review you wrote for me and is now posted on your website.
Well, you know, and I'd like to thank you, Ken, because if anybody knows our website from yesterday to today, it's had a complete facelift, and Ken really did a fantastic job helping our webmaster do this, and we just have a new look, and we just thank you so much for it, because it's so much cleaner, and it just looks so professional. You just did a fantastic job, Ken.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Well, I was very, very touched. My wife and I both were very touched by the book review you did, and I know that you had to knock that up pretty fast, because actually your friend Doug, who actually read the book and tried to relay some of it to you, and you quickly looked at my website. But at any rate, like, tell your website address, if you would, please, so that people can go and look at your excuse me, very popular website. You get, I understand, 14,000 visitors a day. That is a very, very busy website, and there's something that must really make that work, and I think it's primarily your eschatology message, your study of your writing on end-time events, what is going to happen prior to the second coming of Jesus, and the book of Revelation type thing, the study of coming events. I'm kind of rambling around here trying to find a place for you to jump in and to
really
go to work.
I'm ready anytime, Ken. And I think that I have no idea why it gets so much interest, other than the fact that I think that one of the things that we've tried to do is to take a fresh look at prophecy. And I think that it's interesting, because that's one thing that I really don't think we do in Christian circles. We've tended to take teachings that have sometimes are 100 or 200 or 300 years old. When people took a really good look at the Bible and they tried their best to figure out, you know, how things went, and, you know, Britain was ruling the waves, or Hitler was out there, and or Napoleon, and they thought he was the Antichrist, or Hitler, and so forth. And so we've gone through these times, but one of the things that we see, and I think that people looking at our website see, is we keep bringing it back to, there's a couple of interesting players on the scene at the end of time, and of course I thought it was just fantastic what your wife did the last hour talking about Israel, and they are certainly a player. There's another player on the stage that's called Prophetic Babylon, and the Bible talks about this country that is dominant militarily, politically, economically, even religiously. We see the description of this huge empire in Revelation 17, 18, and 19. 17 talks about its religious aspects, 18 the economic, and 19 the political and military. And if you think about it, there is a country, but we're so blinded to who that is, because we write off America as, you know, the good guys in the white hats, which, you know, we've all been raised with that, and we think that. But there's also another aspect of her in terms of her apostasy, her lead in you know, pornography and movies and entertainment and this and that, and the corruption that she kind of brings to the world, and then plus the fact that we're, the whole world's economy kind of wraps itself around the United States. The world is on the dollar standard, and we tend to think of the United States as a country, we sort of write it off as a collapsing nation, but we're far from collapsing. And,
yes.
And we may be that big, you know, elephant in the room that we kind of all sit here and don't recognize. And we have a place in prophecy, both for good and for evil, you might say. You know, actually, our nation is no more fallen than any other. But we are, all are. You know, the whole world lies in the evil one. But there is something really interesting about the United States and how we have risen to where we are as the world's power, the economy and everything, and yet we're headed toward a brick wall, so to speak, that's going to lead to the Antichrist and to things that we see it, that are happening, that are very cataclysmic, that the Bible tells us will happen in the last days, where people won't even be able to buy or sell without the mark of the beast. And they'll be able to enforce that. And one of the things we see, do you want me to stop to breathe a little bit and you can jump in, or do you want me to keep going?
You're doing great. Yeah, you know, I'm a little different than most shows. I really try the best to let my guest say his piece and not
then you'll come in with some okay
and not with a whole bunch of personality on my end.
All it's, right,
well, I'm honoring you, brother. Go ahead.
Okay, I'll just keep on a roll here. So at any rate, we come to what's happening in these days. And those who say that, you know, it's kind of interesting because there's a Chicken Little effect here, and you go back to the 1970s and the 1980s, and people have been saying, you know, the United States can't afford to go into debt any longer, you know, and my goodness, we've increased our debt by huge amounts. Our trade deficits are huge. And you know, one of the questions that Ken had given me beforehand is he said, what's different now compared to the 1920s during the Depression? And that was such a good, a really good question and a good lead-in, because in the 1920s, the United States was the biggest producer in the world. We were the exporter. We were the China. And there was another country called Germany, and Germany had come out of World War One, and as the biggest debtor nation, because they had to pay war reparations. And the way they decided to pay war reparations was to print German marks, and pretty soon you'd take a million marks to the store and you'd buy yourself a loaf of bread. Well, they had their own little depression, but we had ours, which was from overproduction. And then in 1972, we went off the gold standard, and we began to start printing money. And as you might have noticed from your pocketbook, that it's become worth less and less and less and less every year. Yet United States has managed, America has managed to maintain its rule over the economic system of the world, which is really a very interesting phenomena, because our trade deficits are huge. We're about $800 billion a year. Our government deficits are, they say, $8 trillion, but that's just the federal deficit of the government itself. But it doesn't count Social Security, Medicare, and all of that, which adds up to about $75 to $80 trillion, and it sounds like we've got a little break coming, but at any rate, yeah, we'll come back to the subject and look at it in a little more detail and trying to figure out what's going to happen, where we're going.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Dean McGriff. He is on the website called the Tribulation Network, And we invite you to be pulling that up on the screen.
I found
the
this
Tribulation
company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
We are back with our guest, Dean McGriff. This is Ken Updegrove. You're listening to the Prophetic Watchman Show on the Republic Broadcasting Network. So the engineer tells me that we have had several calls asking for us to once again give the web address that Dean McGriff is on, and it's called www.thetribulationnetwork.com, and there's a dash between the tribulation and network. So network.com. And once again, they get 14,000 visitors a day. You'll find Dean's articles on there. And by the way, Dean's book review that he wrote on me is on that home page, and a picture of me in his book review. Also, Dean has very graciously given me what's called Ken's Corner. Now, that's K-O-R-N-E-R. And if you would go there, you would also find my article that has gotten a lot of attention, and the name of the article is The Mother of All Conspiracies. It's been amazing how much attention that's got. Dean, tell us the name of the article that I read that was on there last night and is not on there this morning on the home screen. But that article, I read it, and that is what really impressed me, and I've made all my notes from.
Oh, from that article? I'm not sure which one.
It was on the home page down there at the bottom.
Oh, down at the bottom? If it's not there, I have no idea which one. I read the number on the economy, and I'm not sure which. I also have a book online called In Search of Babylon, and it's kind of like, who on earth is this prophetic Babylon? And there's a number of economy articles, but I did write one just a couple of weeks ago, which was an update. But let me move real fast on through
this.
Because, I'd like to get to what do we do about it and get to the action corollaries, because I think that's the important point, and it's kind of interesting that one of the advertisers just previous to this was talking about getting out of debt. And, boy, I'll tell you, if there's one thing we should do as Christians, and that's it, because the less beholden we are to this system, the better. The thing is that what's happened the last, really nearly 100 years, but our currencies, our money has been becoming less and less and less valuable, and this inflation is the worst hidden tax that we're all paying. But what the Federal Reserve has done in particular, like in after 2001, we had a sort of a mini crash of the stock market, but it lowered interest rates, and it just kept printing money and printing money and tried to print its way out. And if you notice on Friday, you heard that the Federal Reserve injected $38 billion into the economy. European banks generated $150 billion all in one day. And all of this was trying to stop a credit crunch, because this whole real estate thing, the subprime loans and so forth, the bubbles are popping, and countrywide, the largest mortgage company in the United States, you know, had $1 billion of mortgages that it had bundled up, and nobody wanted to buy it. And so if they can't sell their $1 billion, then they can't turn around and lend it. And so things were starting to seize up. Well, normally, what a depression does, or a recession, is it's a normal economic process of readjustment, because things get out of whack. And what's happened is we've stopped that process from happening. Nobody wants a depression. Nobody wants a recession. So we just keep allowing this process of inflation to go on. We keep allowing the government to just keep printing more and more and more money. So that in the end, my point I was going to get to last time was that in the end, we're going to have a collapse, but the collapse is going to be so much bigger because what we've been trying to do is avoid it. And so as we go into debt more and more to other nations, we keep buying from China and so forth, one of these days they're going to realize that they're going to get paid back 50 cents on the dollar, not a dollar on the dollar, and the game's going to stop, and they're going to stop loaning us money so we can buy their stuff. It's been a pretty good deal. So if you look at it from a prophetic point of view, in Revelation 18, it talks about a country that the whole world trades with. It's a consumer nation of the world, and we trade with it. And the world gets rich by trading with this country, and it even talks about it trading by sea. It's all over the ocean, because we're far, far away from Europe, from Asia, from everywhere. And so here we are, and the whole world has based itself on the American dollar. And when this system comes down, and we don't know quite when it will, but this is the setup for just going electronic currency. One of these days somebody's going to say, well, gee, you know, you can fake a credit card and so forth, so why don't we just embed a little chip in us or whatever. I don't want to really get into that. But this is what's going to happen, and it just behooves us as we watch people I watch my own kids. They take out seconds on their home when they spend the money and they pay off credit cards. And there's a cycle that this world is just getting us into. And it's getting Christians just trapped in a rut. And so as Ken's thing is the mother of all conspiracies, and I agreed with him 100%. And I'll tell you, it really is money. The god of mammon is the god of this world. And that's what everybody seeks. We want to gather up more and more of it.
When we come back, Dean, tell us about eschatology-wise, if the pre-tribulation rapture doctrine is correct, is this depression going to happen before the second coming, if the pre-trib rapture people are correct?
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Well, we have a great conversation going on this morning with Dean McGruff. This is Ken Uptegrove. You're listening to the Watchman on the Wall, and the Prophetic Watchman. I'll remember who I am in a little bit, and we're on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And Once again, I want to give this email, this website address, to make sure that everybody goes to this website this morning, Dean. It's the www.thetribulationnetwork.com, and there's a dash between, you know, all of these, the-tribulation.net.network.com. And my own website, by the way, is www.arkhaven.org, and that's arkhaven.org, and my email address is ken@arkhaven.org. And I understand that we have John on the line. John, would you say good morning to us?
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning, John.
If I drop off, it's because I'm in beautiful Tennessee in the hills. Ken, what's amazing to me is yesterday evening I was on the Internet at a Christian forum webpage and actually commented on what your wife had been saying as well as what Dean's saying on a couple of different posts. And since I don't believe in coincidence, I think this is something that God wants his kids to be aware of. With regards to what Dean's saying, the way that I posted it basically was, we're dealing with numbers that we can't comprehend. Do you realize $11 trillion, that's an 11 with 12 zeros behind it, that America owes to foreign nations? There's no chance that we're going to ever pay this money back. There's no way. I agree with both of you. I believe that it's America that's being talked about in Revelation 18. We're a nation that deals with this world. We're a nation that the world looks to us and sees our so-called greatness. And a lot of what's going on, people refuse to see. I've been pretty much reprimanded by some Christian folks that I'm worrying too much about it. I try to tell them I'm not worrying about anything. My faith is not in the economy of this world. My faith's in Christ. And we're actually told in the Bible, as we see these things happening and we see these things approaching, to be looking for the return of the Lord. I also believe that although I don't think we're going to be here during the great tribulation that's spoken of in Revelation, I believe we're going to see great tribulation, you know, not the great tribulation. We're going to go through some hard times. Christians seem to think that they're going to escape, when God judges their nation, that they're going to be called away from it. I believe we're going to be taken up. We're going to see some persecution, and that many people are going to have to give their lives for the gospel of Jesus Christ.
That's a good, very good comments. I thank you very much for making them this morning. There's a lot of different views out there, and we need to hear them all. One of the things that's just real clear to me is that the Bible says that God will protect us. David Wilkerson has written two excellent books on this subject in which he says depression is coming. He says, but God will protect us. And even if we are called to martyrdom and the such, well, God will see us through that as well. Some of us are called to other things. Though, if you'll go to my website, you'll see that I have a vision for a Christian community that I actually call actually a refugee camp or a place where God is divinely protecting for a time such as this, and there will be such protected areas. So if you would go to my website, you will read my literature on the vision that God has given me in preparation. But one of the things I was wanting to ask you, Dean, as once again, eschatology-wise, if the pre-tribulation rapture people are correct in their eschatology, is this depression going to come before the rapture by their perspective? And what are we to do economically and spiritually in this time?
Well, I think that that the answer, well, of course, I don't really believe in the pre-trib rapture. I'll start out by saying that, but I don't really frankly care when it happens. You know, if it happens first, I'd be delighted. I think that the church has been called to stand and testify, And this is our greatest moment, our finest moment. And will things start to unravel given that scenario? I think it probably will. They're unraveling right now. I don't think we hit bottom until you get to the midpoint of the tribulation, when you have the thing that is talked about there, the mark of the beast. And at that point, it's a total full situation. But let me talk just a little bit about eschatology, which is one of my passions. I have another book online called Recognizing Apostasy and Deception. And I think we have to, you know, think as Christians, you know, there is, when the Lord describes the last days and looks at the church, he says it's fallen away. It's apostate. And so that is a real danger for every one of us to get caught up in. And all I can say to the pre-tribbers, I don't really care if we go. Like I said, I'd love to. But on the other hand, if we don't, a person that takes that position is set up for deception. There's only one, and I think most Christian scholars agree, there's only one thing that has to occur that really sets off the 70th week of Daniel, the last 7 years, and that is a treaty between the Antichrist, or between Babylon and the nation of Israel. And this is where we have to be really careful, because it can get very tricky.
Yes.
You know, we can find ourselves sitting on the side of the Antichrist, who makes this treaty with Israel, because we know that God says, bless Israel. And so we want to be careful that, you know, we're not just blessing Israel and siding with the Antichrist at the same time, because it's that treaty in Daniel 9:27 that begins the 70th week. And if that treaty's signed and all of a sudden we're expecting to be caught up and out of here, and we're not, then we're not going to recognize the events that are happening. We could be, you know, caught unawares, if so to speak. So I think there's a real danger. But let me just say one other thing on this issue, and that is that in Revelation 11, it talks about two witnesses. And we write a lot about the two witnesses, and a lot of people say it's Moses and Elijah and so forth. But in our humble opinion, the two witnesses are God's peoples. And it says they're the two lampstands and the two olive trees, which we know the lampstands are the churches, you know, in typology, right? In the book of Revelation, there's the letter of the seven lampstands / seven churches. And the olive tree has always been Israel in prophecy. And so here we have his earthly people and his heavenly people. And the problem I have with most mainline eschatology is the premillenarian position and the pre-trib says, we've got to get the church out of here so that God can turn back to Israel and finish things up. And then you have the preterists and the amillennarians and the Hank Hanegraaffs of the world and all these people who say either it's all over, it's all done, and or, you know, God has just forsaken the Jews and everything is to the church and the church. And I think that both positions eliminate one of the essential peoples that God's dealing with. He's dealing with the stiff-necked Jews, but he's also dealing with Christians. And I think that you're going to see somehow both of these groups are going to go standing tall in and through the tribulation, and God will protect us. He can do whatever he wants. But my problem with both of the other positions that eliminates one of those two witnesses, and I don't think that is the way you know, he intended it to be.
I see in my literature, I state that I see that God is calling the church back to the Acts model so that we can be restored to the power and authority of that era and then go out as a victorious bride rather than a rescued, beat-up kid, you know, a little girl.
Right, right.
I see that we're coming into our finest hour.
Exactly.
And it may be a time so many say that we need to hide in the wilderness. I get these letters, had great correspondence with some wonderful saints, mm-hmm. who are going to hide in the wilderness instead of banding together as community and as churches to be to do our final job here on Earth before we're taken out. Would you comment on this?
Well, I know that you talk about this. Absolutely agree 100%. You know, it uses the word, you know, it says that Revelation is the spirit of prophecy. That's the testimony of Jesus. And it talks about the testimony. And the root word of testimony in Greek and that's used in Revelation is martyria. And it's really Revelation 12:11 to me is the key. It says they overcame by the blood of the Lamb, the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death. And it's only when the church is willing to just go all the way that there's real testimony. And I think that it is the finest hour. And I think that you find the church, and excuse me for any pastors out there or whatever, you find the church is the people. It has nothing to do with the programs or the buildings or anything else. And the true church is us with close relationships. I got together with a group of brothers and sisters last night, and we'd known each other for almost 50 years. Some of them had known each other for over 50 years, and we're still together. God brought us all together, and so as we see the day approaching, wow, we need each other, and we need an atmosphere in which not one man is ruling the roost. And I know you told me, Ken, that in your church you have a real body life atmosphere, and they encourage everybody, because if we have Jesus living in us, you know, he's got to get out. We've got to get out. We've got to share. We got to tell what is happening in our lives and what's going on and so forth. And if you think of the New Testament church, what did they do? They all brought something. They brought a song. They brought a hymn. They brought a testimony.
Yes.
It wasn't what the Lord did 50 years ago. It's what the Lord did in my life yesterday. And
yes.
So it's fresh and it's living, and it's that testimony that's out there. The world looks at it and they say, hey, behold, look at how they love one another. Man, these people are different, with a capital D, you know, and that's
yeah.
Like what the Lord wants
yes.
us to do. And I'm not for hiding. I think he wants us to be out there.
Yeah, I'm so touched by the courage of these people and the conviction of these people that I'm so concerned that they are isolating themselves and really missing what God is really calling them to do, and that is to be involved rather than hide. I'm sure you've got more to say, Dina. I feel like I interrupted you.
Oh, no. I'm just amening you. I agree, brother. I mean, I think that, and see, that is one of the problems, is that if you basically take the pre-tribulation position, rapture position, it basically, let's be really honest, it makes prophecy a moot point, at least to me. What difference does it matter if I'm out of here before most of this happens? But if we're going through it, and I don't see how God can accomplish what he wants to accomplish. What he wants to accomplish is he wants to point to a people and say, hey, look, world, these are people that don't need all this junk that the world has. Their relationship with me and with one another is sufficient. And these are people. These are my people. This is my workmanship. This is what I've done. I've been working on these guys for a couple thousand years, and I've been working on Ken for 50. I've been working on Dean for 50. I've been working on Joe for 10. I've been working on Mary for 5. I've been forming them. I've been working them. I've been transforming
yes.
them. And this is what God is doing. He's changing people's lives. And you don't want to hide that under a bushel. You want to take it in Satan's face and flaunt it and say, hey, look, this is what I've done. And so he's got a bride. He's got, you know, something beautiful that he wants to show the world and say, look, these people aren't out there for their SUVs and their split-level homes and their 401Ks and their this and their that. They're there for me, and they're willing to pay that ultimate price.
Yes.
Whenever the church is persecuted, it does really well. You know, just look at China, look at the Christians in Cuba, look at the Christians anywhere. But when the church isn't persecuted and it's kind of fancy and avant-garde to be so-called a Christian, and you can stretch your stuff here in America. You know, it doesn't say much to the world. It doesn't do much. It doesn't make much of an impact. But if the screws are down on us and we're having to pull together and hang together, you know, the world's going to look at us and say, hey, this could be real after all.
Justin Martyr said the blood of the saints is the seed of the faith. And in China today, you mentioned China. I was reading just the other day from a Catholic report. They're saying that 10,000 people a day are being brought to Christ in China. We don't see that kind of results because we don't have that kind of pressure. They are successful because they are in tribulation. They're successful because they can't have nice, fine churches, so they're meeting in homes, and that happens to be the Acts model. In the first 300 and some years of the church, they didn't have churches. They met in homes, and it wasn't until Constantine came along and gave us churches with the bells, the steeples, and the windows, and so on, that had no part whatsoever in Christian or Hebrew or Jewish tradition whatsoever. It came out of paganism altogether. We don't know our history, and we don't know our calling, and it is time that the church is being called back to this wonderful time. Well, we're coming into our very last segment of the show. This is stay with us during this commercial break, and we will bring the show to a conclusion.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold. With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Okay, this is the Tribulation. This is the Prophetic Watchman Show on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Ken Updegrove, and we're talking about the Tribulation Network. That, once again, is www.thetribulationnetwork.com, and there's a dash between the and tribulation and network. And I sure hope that many of you who are listening today will go to that website. It says, Dean, in the end of your article that I was reading, you said, if we are going to survive as a glorious testimony, as a corporate body of believers, we need each other. We need to be connected, not necessarily organizationally, but organically, share our lives, our dreams, our trust and our love. We make things way too complicated. The church is just us, imperfect people, saved by His grace. People with a vision, a purpose, and a commitment to the Lord and one another. There is safety in numbers. Pray that God will lead you to the right people. Our message is positive. Our future is glorious. If you want to, again, folks, if you'll go to my article called The Mother of All Conspiracies, in which I am talking about the City of Refuge and the end time ministry, where God is going to divinely protect certain areas and certain people for this kind of ministry. I really encourage you to go to this article. You'll find it both on the Tribulation Network as well as my own website at arkhaven.org, www.arkhaven.org. Dean, would you give us a final word here for today, and we so much want to have you again, and then it'd be time for us to close out here for today.
You bet. Well, I'd love to come back. I appreciate the opportunity. I think, as they say nowadays, you and I are on the same page.
Yes.
Very much so. It's like we've been reading the same book or something. But, you know, one thing that I'd just like to say is when you talk about tribulation, you talk about suffering and all this other stuff, it sounds scary, and, you know, a lot of people can be afraid. And you know, there really isn't any need for fear. There isn't any need to be afraid. But what we need to do, the things we can do, I even like the advertisements, you know. I mean, buy gold, you can do a lot of things. You can get yourself a garden. You can do things to make yourself less vulnerable and on the economy, but more than anything, we need to do two things. We need to learn to recognize His voice. You need to hear His still, small voice. You need to just get into the Word. Let Him speak to you.
Yes.
Let Him talk just directly to you and say, hey, Dean, hey, Ken, this is what I've got for you today. I want you to talk to so-and-so, do this, that. And then as we come together and we just are sharing, we're praising the Lord, we're connected in an organic way, not in an organizational way. You know, the Lord's put you together with other Christians, and that should be the most exciting thing in the world. And you need to fall in love with each other. You need to learn to trust one another, and just let the Lord knit you together with other people. Read Ephesians. Read Ephesians 1, 2, 3, 4. Read about that church that the Lord wants. These people that are connected, that are flowing life to each other, and that's what He's after.
Yes. Thank you so much, brother. God bless you very much.
Thank you, Ken.
Well, we do once again ask you to go to the Tribulation Network website, www.thetribulationnetwork.com. Thank you very much, and God bless you. We will be back with more next week, next Sunday morning, 7 to 9 a.m. on the Republic Broadcasting Network. God bless you all.
It's true.